Now, the rest of the story. Tennis, shall we say, is a prodigy sport? You've seen it. A 15-year-old can beat a world champion. Cindy Keeling was head coach of the American River College women's tennis team, and what her team needed most was an ace player to ignite the team. So, Coach Keeling went shopping outside the school and recruited little Ellie. Ellie had not yet gone to college, was scarcely of college age, but she was one whale of a little tennis player. 5'0" of racket-wielding dynamite. The problem was, to be on the American River College team, a player had to be currently attending the school. That meant a minimum of 12 credit hours a semester. All right. Little Ellie could play brilliant tennis. Now she had to figure out whether she could hack the college-level academic requirements. And in the spring of this year, Ellie got a chance to find out. Ellie's course load included English, health education, and piano. Not a particularly demanding course load. Nonetheless, her first day of classes was filled with anxiety, all of those college-age faces staring at her as she entered the classroom. But then on the tennis court, Ellie felt utterly at home. Her teammates, understandably skeptical at first, were quickly won over by Ellie's positive attitude and obvious athletic skill. And then came the season's first competition, Ellie's first competitive match as a college student. Coach Keeling was concerned about pressure, with good reason. Ellie lost the match. The Monday morning line judges said, "We told you so." Coach Keeling had made a bold move in recruiting the diminutive dynamo, but sometimes experience was more important than raw talent. Coach Keeling's answer was back off. Give Ellie a little time. Give Ellie a chance. And what little Ellie did with that opportunity still has heads shaking in amazement. There were 17 singles matches left in the season. Ellie won all 17. In doubles competition, she posted a respectable 10-5, won three times in the Camino Norte Conference Championships, earned a spot on the all-conference team, catapulted American River College into the top-rated tennis limelight of Northern California. Now, remarkably, it was not pyrotechnics. It was steady play that produced those results. Little Ellie's strategy was simply to return whatever came over the net. Wait for her opponents to become frustrated. Which they did. One at a time. All of them. And little Ellie's 1987 17-1 record will forever honor her patience and persistence and her coach's foresight by recruiting her in the first place. For little 5-foot Ellie was not a controversial choice because of her youth. She was considered inexperienced because she had not even begun to play tennis until her late 30s. Ellie, the now not so secret weapon of American River College, is Ellie Keeling. That's right. Tennis coach Cindy Keeling's 55-year-old mother. And now you know the rest of the story.